Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Today going to be a very productive day, hopefully for you. I guess the weather can make it and affect how productive we actually are at work, even if you work inside at a desk.
Really?
Yeah. So the perfect working weather is either cool temperatures and blue skies, or warm temperatures and partly cloudy skies. And even light rain is fine for productivity.
Really?
But it's okay. But it's the weather that is extreme that makes us less productive. It's like heavy rain, thunder, freezing temperatures, snow, and then when it's like way too hot and muggy outside. Even if you're working inside in the air conditioning, if you know it's hot and muggy outside, it just like it saps you.
That's so crazy. See, I always think that really super fantastic weather would be drastically bad for your productivity because you're just sitting there thinking about how I want to be outside in this beautiful weather.
Yeah, I know. I kind of like think that too, where it's like, man, I'm missing some great weather outside. And you have that like weather remorse if you don't go out and enjoy it in some way, shape or fashion.
Now, summer Fridays, I heard, is a thing. Like a lot of, you know, working adults say they're getting like a short day or a day off on occasional Fridays during summer, and it makes them happier. It's amazing.
I'll tell you, I hate meetings on a Friday. Like,
it's awful.
If I get drug into a meeting on a Friday, I try to have literally my work calendar clear on Friday. So like after
you
the show,
just get your stuff done and go.
Yeah. Just do my stuff and then be out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man.
Agreed.
Today, according to Wave Storm Tracking Team, it's going to be a hot one. So, productivity level probably going to be low. 91, but then some afternoon thunderstorms. So, I mean, today, probably not a day. Maybe you just need to write it off today. Just be like, you know what?
Yeah, today is like a nap day.
Today not going to be a great productivity day. And just know that going into it. So, you can maybe prepare and say, you know what? I'll pick it up tomorrow. When
maybe today is just a day, like I'm going to call in sick. Who do I need to call? I think we need someone that we could just call.
Well, we'll later this hour call Joanna with that very, very same question.
Maybe we should all call Joanna.
That's a phone tap coming up a little bit later on this hour. We'll get to feel good here this morning as well. Setting the bar still to come this hour. It's Dove Cameron, First Boyfriend. Okay, let's get to a feel good. And Kelly K.
Okay, so this is kind of an amazing story of people being perceptive when they needed to be. Police in Carbondale, Pennsylvania, say this woman was being held against her will, managed to signal to bank employees that she needed help, and they immediately picked up on it.
Wow.
So authorities say this guy had been holding this woman captive in her home, threatening her and her kids if she didn't cooperate.
Mm.
So last week, took her to the PNC Bank, instructed her to take out $5,000.
Yeah.
So the woman asked for a help loan, and bank employees set off a silent alarm that they normally use during holdups.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Police got there quickly, arrested him, bunch of charges. Before the bank, she had tried to do that at a different business, but they didn't pick up on it.
Mm.
So thank goodness the bank employees did, and she's now safe. Just an unbelievable story, though. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Click watch.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Jason wrote to us, I have a suggestion for a phone tap for you guys. My wife works in human resources for a big company.
Mm-hmm.
I always tease her, saying that she should know everyone who works there, which would be impossible because the place is so big.
Right.
So she'd never really know if you called and said you worked there, right? What do you think?
Yeah, you know, Robert Hassenpepper just wants some PTO. He's not feeling too well.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to take your sick days. You also are entitled to vacation, too.
Yeah, for sure. All right, welcome to your phone tap.
Human Resources, this is Joanna.
Hi, Joanna. I need to call in sick today.
Okay, normally you would do that with your supervisor. Have you called them?
Well, I don't have a phone number for a supervisor. I just called you. You're human resources, aren't you?
Right, but can you tell me the name of your supervisor?
No, look, sorry. I just want to call in sick. I'm just not feeling great, and I'd like to go back to bed.
I understand, and I'm sorry you're sick. How about your name? Can you give me your name?
I wish I could work. but I just need to call in sick today. I mean, maybe tomorrow, too.
Okay, I get it. Now, what's your name?
I hope that's okay. I mean, it's a big company, so I'm sure you could find someone else to work, right?
Well, sure, try. What's your name?
I just don't think I should be around other people today, Joanna. You know, I just don't want to spread this nastiness, you know.
Absolutely. That's why we have sick days. We don't want our team members coming in and infecting others. As long as you haven't used up your PTO, there's no problem.
PTO? Well, no, I haven't used any, in fact. I want to talk to you about scheduling some vacation time, too.
Okay, first things first, let's cover your sick day. Again, what is your name?
Robert Hossenpepper.
Okay, let me look you up here. You know, I'm not finding you. Let me try a different spelling.
Oh, it's standard spelling.
Right, yeah. I don't see you in the system. What department are you with?
What department?
Right. What department do you work in?
What do you mean there? Like what department there?
Yes, department. I can't find you in the system, and if you don't know your supervisor's name, and you can't tell me what department
Look,
you're in.
I just want to call in sick. You know, I don't know if I can deal with this.
I understand that, sir. But what department? What is your job?
Oh, I don't actually even have a job. I'm unemployed right now.
You're unemployed?
That's right.
Wait, you don't even work for us?
Well, no. No, I don't.
Just wait a minute. I'm confused. Why are you calling here?
Well, I told you, I'm not feeling well. I need to spend the day in bed, so I needed to call in sick. That's what you do when you're sick, right?
No. So you're calling in sick to our company, even though you don't work here. Do I have that right?
I'm sorry. Is there someone else I should be talking to? Do you want to transfer me?
You're wasting my time.
We didn't talk about my vacation time. I'm planning a trip to Mexico this summer.
I don't care where you're going this summer.
Oh, right. Yeah, you don't need to know where I'm going. You just need to know the dates. Isn't that right?
No, look, I'm hanging up now. Please don't call here again.
Wow, you sound pretty mad. Jason said you might do this.
Jason? Jason who?
Jason, your husband. He's the one who messaged us here at the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show and wanted us to have a little fun with you.
Oh my!
This morning.
No way! You're kidding me.
Nope, not kidding, Joanna. It's Ben and Kelly.
Ow! Are we really on the radio? Oh my God!
Here we are. Hello. But I am kind of sick.
Can't believe this. This is so cool.
Yeah, I don't have a job, but I do need to call in a sick day, and I'm going to need to spend some time in Mexico.
That's right.
if you can arrange that,
that'd be great. That'd be great. All right, that's your phone tap.
Wait a minute, you don't work here? Nope, don't have a job either.
Hey, next time I need some time off DJX, I'm just going to call you, okay, Joanna? Is that fine?
Yeah, I think you should. What department? We'll just start naming some.
We'll just start. I'll pick one. Accounting. communications. I don't know. That is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
On the way, it's examples of what not to do. And listen, you've already gotten yourself into trouble.
Don't make it worse.
That's right. I mean, that in and of itself should be, I mean, we should be done.
It's a good rule of thumb to live by. This person is ignoring that.
But thankfully, we have people who do ignore that, so we can have a segment, all right? So,
okay.
Yeah, setting the bar coming up here in about 10 minutes. 99.7 DJX. All right, setting the bar.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, I mean, we've already said, listen, if you're already in trouble, let's not make it worse.
Right, absolutely. It's a good rule of thumb to live by.
Mm-hmm. So if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a car from the parking lot of the jail you were just released from, you're doing okay.
Come on now. Come on now. You get out of jail, right? You get out of jail and then you decide to steal a car from that parking lot?
So Aiden didn't get the memo.
Wow. Wow.
By the way, what do you think Aiden was in jail for?
Stealing a car?
Yep. So he didn't learn his lesson while he was in jail.
No, he did not. He did not understand that that is frowned upon in the eyes of the law.
Yeah, so he was released Saturday night, and then he was almost immediately arrested again when he tried to steal a car in the jail parking lot.
OMG.
Yep.
Aiden, do you think that's exactly what they were like? Aiden, wouldn't they waltz him back in there and start the booking process all over again? Aiden.
They probably didn't need to say anything, just shaking their head.
Shook their head.
Yep. Yeah, it's not that we're angry, it's just we're disappointed in you, Aiden.
Disappointed? Yes, you're right. Absolutely. That's worse.
Yeah. So again, setting the bar. You managed to make it through the day without stealing a car from the parking lot of the jail where you just were released from. For stealing a car, you're doing okay.
You know what? Kudos to the judge that's going to have to sort through all of that and not laugh.
Mm.
Because I would not, I would fail at that. I'd be like, I would look at the rap sheet and I'd be like, he did what?
Yeah, exactly. That is Set of the Bar on 99.7 EJX. So do you happen to remember when we spoke about 90 Day Fiancé Stephanie Motto? And what she was figuring out was a sellable item of hers.
She was an entrepreneur.
If you will, yes.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember what that was, Kelly?
Was she the one that was selling her farts in a jar?
Farts in a jar. Yep, that was Stephanie. She was selling
groundbreaking stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Now, listen, she had a heart attack, or a heart attack scare, I should say, back in January. So she had to suspend the sale of her entrepreneurial business.
Wow. That's scary stuff.
Yeah, so the only reason I bring this up is because she has announced a new venture.
Searching for my next niche, and I was, thinking, I just put in this $200,000 in-ground pool in my backyard.
Wow.
I gotta pay the bills. So I'm going to be sweating my butt off by that pool all summer long. So I know that I'm a pretty sweaty gal. I got some nice cha-chas. So it just kind of came to me one day.
No.
I'm going to be producing a lot of boob sweat this summer sitting by the pool. So why not bottle that sweat up anywhere between $300 and $500? And I'm trying to really be fair, because every single bottle, it varies in the amount.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So, yeah. So, she's going to bottle up her boob sweat and sell that for $300 to $500 a pop.
Back the truck up. This is insane. It's either genius or it's insane.
Don't hate the player. Hate the game, Kelly.
Oh, gosh. I do hate the game.
Because she's just putting it out there for sale. There are people buying it.
Somebody's going to buy it. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, there are going to be
people that are going to buy that. But she says, listen, did you hear her say bottles?
Uh-huh.
Like, she said she's able to produce enough perspiration to fill 10 bottles if the weather is warm enough.
What? How big are these bottles?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are these mason jars? Are these beer bottles?
Like, Kelly, when you think of me, and I know you probably do often, I'm a sweaty guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've got hair. I'm sweaty.
You run.
I don't think...
Which produces sweat.
Right. I don't think of all the sweat that I produce that I could put it in a bottle where you could... You could see enough
There'd
of it.
There'd be a significant amount.
Yeah. So, like, what is going on with her glands?
Is she going to show the harvesting process?
I mean, that would have to be part of it for the curious. Uh-huh. The curious with $500 to burn.
Yes,
exactly.
Customers. Right. Because, I mean, who's to say she wouldn't just go fill it up at the sink and be like, yeah, no, totally boob sweat.
Yeah, that's my boob sweat right there.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that's got to be part of it, right? Along with the jar for the bargain basement price of $300 to $500, I will also give you the video of me harvesting this particular jar.
Yeah, maybe. But Stephanie, listen, and I hate the player. I'm hating the game here.
No, I hate the game. Yeah, I hate the game.
Yeah, because you can't fault Stephanie for just finding things to sell.
She said she was looking for a niche.
Right. Right, especially when she was unable to continue selling her own farts. So now my question is, what's the most random or most strange thing you've ever been able to sell. Now, Kelly, I know you've sold a ton of stuff over your life.
Nothing can even begin to touch this idea.
I had a friend who sold a baggie of fingernail clippings for like $20, I'm going to say.
They sold?
Mm-hmm. On the internet.
Fingernail clippings?
Yeah, on the internet.
Why? What gave them the you have a friend, like an actual friend that did this?
Yeah, well, it was, I think it was
it more of an acquaintance?
No, I mean, it was in college, and so.
Really?
Yeah.
Back in college, this was an idea?
Yeah. I'm telling you, that's.
Do we have the internet in college?
Yes, we had the internet in college. How old do you think we are?
Well.
So, yeah, it was, or it was just after. I mean, but it was like right in that era, early 20s.
So your friend's like, okay, mm-hmm. I got this idea.
No, it wasn't even an idea. It was just like came after the fact. He was clipping his fingernail and he would just save them in a baggie. And he was like,
why do you save them?
Right. That's
you
what
throw them away.
That's what our question was. But then he was like, well, maybe I'll just sell it. And so he figured it out and he sold it. So,
oh my gosh. Go. For $20?
Yeah, I think it was something like that.
Did he start up a regular business?
Nope.
Because that is something that,
was it.
That you occasionally need to do. No? No. One and done?
No, that was it. Cashed out.
Wow.
So, yeah, I don't know if you've got any strange stories of things that you've been able to sell, but go ahead and call or text them
in. Or
if
this is now creating a new business idea in your head.
Yeah, 502-571-9970. But yeah, Stephanie, back in the news, selling bottles of boob sweat.
Oh, back in business.
Back in business. Stephanie Motto from 90 Day.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist. Missed. Ladies first?
Sure.
Okay. This one's titled Older Fashionista Seeking Young Hipster Boy.
Oh.
Okay.
Rawr.
I see you out all the time. Maybe I'll give it a sophisticated voice.
Yeah.
I feel this feels very sophisticated, right? I see you out all the time. You always have the perfect blazer, white t-shirt with the ironic beanie hat. Oh, and the prerequisite iPhone.
Oh, yes.
Go to the same open bar, music, new vodka-sponsored, 50 promoters, new bar opening parties.
Mm.
We roll with the same crowd.
Oh.
I know you're young and probably emotionally unstable underneath that edgy hipster exterior. But I think that an older woman like me is just what you need.
Oh.
It is true. I party way too much.
Mm.
Yes, I do. I do need you to pay for my dinner. Why? I just spent all my money on new Dior sunglasses, a Mercedes, and shoes from the carnival.
The carnival.
Do you think she means shoe carnival?
Shoe carnival.
Just, you know, keep her grounded.
Sure.
Yes, I've been with too many men, and the only current events I keep up with are the ones listed on page 6.
Oh, okay.
But I think with our combined good looks and mutual social climbing friends, we could be one of those power couples that get talked about around town. What do you think?
Wow.
Saddle up, young buck. Let's give it to go.
Wow. Kind of got aggressive there at the end.
It did a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Well,
a little bit.
Look, she knows what she wants.
She does. She's got her eye on one particular young buck.
One buck with his blazer, white t-shirt, beanie hat combo.
Yeah.
All right. It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
This is titled Woody Killer, Man for Woman.
Already, I am nervous.
I was the tall, unshaven, athletic guy with a fresh do and the Atari t-shirt.
Vintage, I like it.
Walking down 4th Street on my way to purchase and enjoy a frosty mocha coconut frappuccino sans whip from Starbucks.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty specific order.
You mm-hmm. were the self-absorbed, albeit smoking hot, late 20-something brunette ditz in skin-tight 7 jeans and heels.
Wow.
On her cell phone talking about 9 times the necessary decibel level with your pack-a-day habit voice and how fabulous your latest fiance is because he doesn't eat carbs, so he should stay hella hot for longer than most guys you date.
That was so much detail. Shocking.
While walking in front of me, you accidentally put your heel into a crack in the sidewalk, and the jolt allowed a fart that was apparently about 6 months old to break for make a break for it and escape into the atmosphere and enter my then yawning mouth.
Oh no. A 6 month old fart he inhaled? That's not good.
He tasted that one. The homeless guy we were walking by, and I think you should see a doctor.
Oh, okay.
That was just wrong.
Get that checked out.
Despite all that, I am in med school.
Oh.
And your hotness outweighs any gaseous emissions.
That's great.
So ditch your fiance and let me give you an exam.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's special.
That was a lot. That was a lot. I mean, kudos to him for being super observant. Let's hope that at some point, like, he's the guy around witnessing a crime, because he's going to remember everything.
Yep. Well, hopefully. Wow. He and the older fashionista can find love. It's
a young book.
Craigslist missed connections. Before we get the update from Angela, Kelly, will you fill us in on what happened before when we talked to her a couple weeks ago?
She had found herself in this new relationship.
Mm-hmm.
She had just gotten out of a 2-year relationship that kind of left her feeling pretty crummy.
Right.
She started seeing this guy, found out he was in an open marriage. And she's considering kind of like this no strings attached way to kind of get back in the dating game. But her friends thought it was just a bad, bad, bad idea. Now, I think you said go for it. Don't ask questions. I said that sounds way too messy after a toxic relationship. And then maybe you ask to talk to the wife, just to verify the wife is on board with that open marriage program.
Yeah, I just thought, like, what a weird conversation that would be.
So your idea was just like, don't worry about it. Just do. Ask for forgiveness, not permission.
I don't know.
Is that kind of the, like, lifestyle you're thinking she should take?
No, I was just saying maybe it's not her. The onus isn't on her. Like that was, I guess, my thinking in that whole
thing. Well, it does take two, and you can do your due diligence.
Sure.
I would anyway.
All right. So we got an update. Angela writes, hey, guys, thanks for reaching back out. I guess I shouldn't have been surprised to hear how many of you suggested I speak to the wife about the, quote, open relationship.
Yeah, really?
I mean, how do I bring something like that up? Hi, I'm the woman who wants to bang your man. Are you cool with that?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, God, I wouldn't have worded it like that.
She continues, so I decided the next time we saw each other, I was going to ask him if I could meet his wife. So we go out, we're having a good time, and I bring up the open marriage thing. I asked him what he would do if I wanted to meet his wife, and he said that it would be no problem.
Okay. All right.
I thought he seemed truthful, so we continued on with our date, and we ended up getting physical later that night. The next day, I asked about meeting his wife again, which I realize seems kind of sleazy, especially after what we had just done.
Okay. Yeah. Timing impeccable.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So about that wife. He said no problem, but she was out of town, so rain check. Anyway, we saw each other several more times, and that was 2 weeks ago, and I still haven't met his wife. I even questioned him, asking him if he's sure his wife would be cool with what we're doing, and he assured me that she was, but there was always an excuse as to why we couldn't meet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm to the point where I know this guy isn't a long-term boyfriend. He's just a rebound and is just filling a need for me right now. I also realize I'm probably the other woman in an affair at this point.
Okay.
But I'm...
That's what I was thinking, too.
She writes, but I'm getting ready to dump him, and that will be some other woman's problem to deal with. I'm not going to let myself feel guilty about this. Thank you, though, for the advice, and maybe someday you can help me hook up with a proper guy. Ha ha. Thanks again, Angela.
Well, okay. I think for her, it's fine.
She kind of got what she needed, I guess.
Knows that we're going to
move on. Mm-hmm. Also probably realizes what we were all thinking is this guy is not in an open marriage. His wife just doesn't know he's dating.
Yeah, that seems to be the case without really digging too deep. It seems on the surface that that is what's happening.
So now I'm hoping that his wife finds out.
Yep.
And she's not an unwilling participant in however many other relationships he wants to have.
Yeah, exactly. And it sounds like Angela's just like, you know what? I'm done with him. And
yeah, she sees the writing on the wall.
Yeah. And so she's like, peace out. Let someone else deal with that. All right.
Well, that's good. I didn't want Angela to get her heart broken again. Yeah. I didn't want her to like find herself in some messy drama, right. You know, kind of entangled web thing. All right. Sounds like she's just going to get out. That's probably smart.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for the update. Appreciate your candor on that.
Although there's a part of me that kind of wants her to like contact the wife and say what she thought she was going to say. How bold is that?
Hi, I'm the woman who wants to bang your man. Are you cool with that?
Okay, stop. Wow.
Playing little kid or drunk adult. Let's introduce you to Christy calling us from Jeffersonville. Christy, how are you?
I'm good.
Christy has brown hair, drives a Nissan Altima. She's engaged. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How long have you guys been together, by the way?
Going on our third year.
Okay. Great.
That seems reasonable. That's not like an outstandingly long, like we've been together 15 years and he's just now proposed.
Oh, no. We've been engaged for 2 years, though.
Okay. Oh. All right. Well, that's good.
All right. She once played this jazz saxophone in middle school.
Oh, wow.
Please welcome Christy. Hi, Christy. So, Kelly's going to explain the game to you.
Okay, so this is a magical time where you're going to hear a story, and you have to try to figure out if the story occurred in the person's life when they were a little kid or a drunk adult.
All right, Christy, here we go. First one.
I broke my wrist with a jock strap on my head.
All right. Broke
already,
wrist.
I've got a mental picture.
Jock strap on head.
I'm thinking drunk adult.
Drunk adult. All right.
I'm going to go little kid on this one. Like, maybe didn't exactly know what that was or what it was for. It was just trying out some options.
I was a drunk adult.
Drunk adult. Christy, you got that right. All right.
I was at a friend's birthday party, and his parents were out of town. So, naturally, we all got completely hammered. Oh. And one of the guys on the college baseball team dared me to wear a jock strap over my head and run around the block. Naked.
Whoop.
I did, and I tripped in a neighbor's yard and broke my wrist on a garden gnome. So frustrating.
Wow. That was a very involved story.
It was. All right. A garden gnome was involved. I didn't see that plot twist at the end.
Nope. Christy, you're one for one. Here we go. Next one.
I broke my tailbone falling off the bed.
Broke my tailbone falling off the bed.
Little kid.
Okay, you say little kid.
I'm going to agree with that because I have a personal situation. I flipped over the footboard and a jar of pennies fell on my face because I thought I could flip like an Olympian.
All right, so a completely different thing happened to Kelly, but she's saying that it means it's little kid.
I was injured.
So you both say little kid. All right, what was it?
I was a drunk adult.
Drunk adult? Gosh.
Dang.
All right.
I was in college. My basketball team was in Vegas. You know, we were at a tournament. You know, we got crazy. We got a little tipsy. And, you know, we decided to have a pillow fight. And we're jumping around on the beds. And I slipped off the edge. And the next day, I couldn't even walk. Man, I found out I cracked my coccyx. And I could not even barely move.
Cracked my coccyx.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That
Have you ever
hurts.
Heard of one of those, Christy?
Yeah, that's the tailbone.
Yeah you got to, like, sit on the donut thing. And by the way, very similar stories. I also was jumping off of a bed when I was injured. I flipped over the headboard, bounced off the bed, jar of pennies on my face. I could be in this game.
So that's what happened. All right, Christy, you are one for two. All right, let's try to round it out with a win here.
So I kicked the out of my friend's older brother with a toy.
Oh.
All right. Kicked the poo out of a friend with a toy.
Little kid.
Little kid. All right. Kelly.
I will say little kid, too.
All right, both of you say little kid.
I was a little kid.
Oh, okay, there you go. You got it.
Oh, wow.
You got it.
Okay.
We were at my friend's pool party, and her brother, who was much older than us, he kept trying to push my little brother underwater, and yeah. I kept telling him to stop, and then he wouldn't. And I proceeded to get one of those balls that you can skim across the water, and I lit into him.
All right.
Wow. I mean, she was sticking up for her younger brother, but yeah. I'm guessing she wasn't invited back.
Probably not. Christy, congratulations. That's good enough for us. You win.
All right.
All right. Hey. Got yourself a 4-pack of tickets.
All right.
Hashtag worth it, right?
Hashtag
stories.
Worth it. Yes. Tomorrow we'll feature Kelly's little kid or drunk adult. I got hit in the face with a jar of pennies.
A jar of pennies fell on my face.
All right.
Yes.
There you go. Little kid or drunk adult. 99.70JX. One of the things that nobody, well, I shouldn't say nobody. One of the things that not a lot of people, I feel like, discuss or at least get right is how are you actually going to parent your kids once you have kids?
Yeah, well, and I think a lot of that, you can't possibly sit there and
you can't map
go
it
through
out.
Every situation no. that's going to come up and figure no. out how you're going to address it.
Right. I mean, maybe
it's difficult.
Maybe some of the basics and things like that.
Yeah.
But like all in all, exactly what Kelly said. It's like there's no way that you can sit there and go, okay, with every scenario, okay, how would you go? All right. Are we a unified front on this? Are
right.
we a unified
pacifier.
Front on
how
this?
How long are we letting them keep it?
Right. You know,
that was like one of our biggest things. Is we kind of disagreed on when to get rid of the pacifier.
Well, but that was in the moment. I mean, that's not even before you had kids.
No, that just kind of happened because, you know, one kid had a pacifier, the other one didn't.
Right, right. So, yeah, so I think that's kind of where our listener comes to us and is like, hey, so are we turning into bad parents? Is my wife the bad one? Am I the bad one for not, like, jumping on board this?
And listen, parenting, again, is such a personal thing because
oh,
sometimes
sure.
what works for one kid doesn't mm-hmm. work for another kid. Like, we had to have separate, you know, like, discipline styles for each of our kids.
Yeah.
Timeout chair worked for him, did not for her.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But this is a unique scenario, I guess, and a unique approach
uh-huh.
to this that I'm not sure is going to be wildly popular.
All right.
I'll go as far as to say that.
So we'll dive in. And by the way, if you've got an issue that you want us to throw out to our listeners, BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com, or just shoot us a message on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter @BenAndKellyShow. And we'd love to feature your drama on our show. Drama. So he's coming to us for advice on whether his wife is tapping into a new parenting hack or if she's the worst parent on planet Earth.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
If I had reverb in my voice, I would have given
you
it.
You did.
I would have
that
given
was
it
impressive.
The reverb.
Okay, so it says, hey, Ben and Kelly, my wife has an idea that if our children are ever in danger, that they should swear.
Okay.
She believes nothing gets your attention more than a child saying a really bad word. She thinks it's more effective than yelling, help.
Mm-hmm.
So, all this week, when I've come home from work, my wife has been rehearsing with my 6-year-old daughter and 4-year-old son how to say the F word. I'm just worried that they won't get it and won't think to use it when they need to and will only use it when they shouldn't. Is what my wife is doing genius or is it the worst parenting idea ever?
Okay, so yes, parenting is very personal and what mm-hmm. may work for one person, one family, one kid may not work for another person, another family, another kid. That being said, I think I don't dislike it.
You don't dislike, seriously?
I don't dislike
you
it.
You don't see all of the different scenarios this can go sideways.
So I think that if it's more effective, like if I hear a little kid dropping an F-bomb, I'm looking.
Yeah, I'm looking to see where the parents are and shame them because why is their child's mouth so filthy?
But if they're in trouble, then you're looking and you're paying attention. So I think anything that gets somebody's attention, I think, is not a bad thing, especially if the kid's in danger.
Yelling, help, I need help, is a really good thing to yell in that situation. Now, so you go to Facebook, Lori says, so when your children drop an F-bomb in front of their grandparents, will she have thought it was okay then?
I mean,
not a wise thing to teach them.
It's just a word.
besides I've seen kids that age walking around saying stuff like that on a normal basis. So I ignore it most of the time. Teach them to kick, scream, yell, fire, hit, punch, something like that if they are in danger. Teach them to cause a scene.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else. He doesn't elaborate. He's not saying whether or not that's the only thing they're teaching them, or if they are teaching them to, like, elbow in the junk and kick, scratch, claw, scream, whatever.
That is the more important lesson. I think giving them a filthy vocabulary is probably not the best course of action.
Lauren brings up a good point. Why is the word help not enough these days?
Yes, it should be. Help is a universal word asking for assistance, and it can work in a lot of different situations.
All right, well, let's see. 502-571-9970. You know, look, everybody's going to have an opinion. I don't know if we're going to be able to come up with a definitive, yes, this is the new parenting hack, or no, she's the worst parent on the planet Earth.
But, or maybe a better plan of action for if her kids are in danger. Carrie Ann from Two Ladies and Mop says, I think it's genius. I would definitely be looking and finding out what's up. I wish I had thought of this. So she is with you being on board with this parenting hack.
502-571-9970, group therapy. Our listener wants advice on whether his wife is tapping into a new parenting hack by teaching his 6 and 4-year-olds how to say the F word. If they're in trouble, or if she's the worst parent on planet Earth.
Yeah, there's been a lot of opinions about this.
Well, which we knew. Well, I mean, because everybody has an opinion when it comes to parenting. And, you know, every parenting style is a little bit different.
You were kind of on board with this. Dawn said, I have no doubt if a 6 or 4-year-old yelled the F-bomb in public, everyone would turn and look. I'm thinking it's kind of genius.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Melanie says that approach would probably work back in the 50s. Not now. Too many kids cuss, disrespect their parents or anybody else, and that's the acceptable norm for kids to behave any way they want. Your wife isn't crazy, just a little naive.
I don't know if I agree with all that, but I see her point.
I think she's got a really good point. Vicky said that if I hear a child cuss, my thought is the parents need some classes in how to raise kids. So no to that. What's wrong with I'm being kidnapped or help me? That'll draw more attention before an F-bomb to actually help the child.
Yeah, another message says they repeatedly tell women not to yell for help, but to yell fire because no one comes for help anymore. Everybody comes for a fire. So, interesting. Andrew the Love Doctor.
Well, I've got two boys. I like the idea. Whatever works for the parent is great, but when a kid's in trouble, yelling, kicking, screaming, biting, they do whatever they can to get someone's attention. They cause a scene. That's the go-to because people are going to look at a scene, obviously. So I've always taught my kids if somebody tries to grab them, pull them, you know, hit them, whatever, cause a scene, yell, scream, bite, kick, fight, and like their life depended on it, because sometimes it will depend on it.
Yeah.
You know, it's you know, I know we make fun of the F-bomb and stuff like that, but in a situation like that, you know, whatever works to get somebody's attention, if their kid is in trouble, and like Kelly knows and you know, Ben, you're going to do anything to make sure your kids are safe, so...
Uh-huh.
I don't disagree with her. I just think that maybe there's a better choice of words there. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, yeah, Amy was saying, you know, I always told my kids, yell fire, or this is not my mommy, or this is not my daddy, if you're being abducted.
Right. And you're causing a scene when you do that, which is correct.
Yes.
Yep. Absolutely.
Andrew the Love Doctor, thank you as always.
Keep all loving, my friends.
All right, see you, buddy. Hey, Stephanie, so what is your thought?
So I started kind of thinking about it as I'm a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I guess kind of from a teacher perspective, because I've had some students use some bad words before, like
spicy language.
Yeah. And so I was just thinking, well, what if I had a student or like a parent call me and say, well, my kid came home and said so-and-so taught him this word.
Mm-hmm.
And they said their mom said it was okay or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, teaching them. Like teaching kids in general, like, oh, well, that's not an appropriate word to say and things like that. So I almost think probably not the best thing to teach your kids and just teach them to say help instead of a cuss word.
I think so, too. Yeah. I think 1,000% they need to be yelling out, like, what the situation is. Help, this is not my mommy. Help, this is not my daddy. I think that's, you know, the biggest scenario I think people are worried about is abduction.
Right.
And obviously, if they're in a burning house or something, fire, run out of the house, call 911.
Right.
Like, these are the things we need to be teaching.
Yes.
Thank you, Stephanie.
So Alyssa on Facebook, she says, I've got mixed feelings on this. Sometimes in stores, if a kid is tantruming, mm-hmm. they'll yell things like, this isn't my mom or dad, or even help. Which is true. We had another listener chime in with a similar situation, like, you know, stepkid kind of a situation. Yeah. Because of this, some adults do ignore the kid. There's been studies done that do support this to an extent. Some professionals in the field say that they need to teach their kids to yell fire mm-hmm. instead. And that's even advised for adults to do in similar situations. But she, you know, again, points out so many kids cuss nowadays. It's probably not going to get the kind of attention that you're going to need. So one tip safety experts suggest is calling on a specific person to help. Like, hey, you in the green hat, call the cops. I need help.
Oh.
Like, try to look around, single somebody out, and yell to them.
All right.
Yeah. Louise says, what will she say when they ask what that word means? Or if they think it means help, then they could ask a teacher for some F's with their work.
Well, I mean,
that's a valid point. If they're taught to yell the F word and they're thinking it's because I need help, they might at 4 and 6 years old get a little confused about when to use that.
Well, you can say it's a bad word. You know, it's only to be used.
But it's okay to use sometimes?
It's only to be used when you're in trouble or whatever, you know.
Uh-huh.
So again, I don't think I'm swaying necessarily from not saying that, but I do agree that it needs to be more than just screaming and yelling. There needs to be a commotion. There needs to be.
I like fire. I like looking for someone specifically to yell at for help.
Sure. But I mean, if there's an actual fire, man, I'm swearing too.
Okay. There's a blanket fire.
I know, right?
Yeah. Do you guys see that?
Yeah, so I mean I don't know. I mean, like, I think we're kind of, yes.
Are we landing on you? Are you giving permission for the 4 and 6 year old to drop the F bombs?
I'm saying that I don't necessarily disagree with that. But
I feel like there's a better way.
I want there to be more than just saying the word.
I think there's too many kids knowing those words. And the fewer kids that we can keep those words out of their heads, I think the better. Hey, you in the green jacket.
Yeah.
I need help. Call the cops.
All right.
Not my daddy, not my mommy. Only in extremes that, like, listen, if they're doing that because they're in a tantrum, super big trouble. Like, they only bring out that phrase if they have a stranger trying to take them.
Yeah, or if you really want that ice cream and your mom's not going to buy it.
No, that is not what we did. No.
Listen to me, kids. I know. No. It worked for me when I was little.
Don't listen to Uncle Ben.
It worked for me. Facebook. Saw this. I thought it was interesting. Now, you and I have never had the experience of you being either A, the cougar, or me having dating a cougar.
Uh-huh.
An older woman dating a guy who's 10 or more years younger than she is. But apparently this site says the number one reason is guys like that are more open-minded than physically attractive, than having a free spirit as third. That's why cougars or women, I don't know if cougars is a bad term or not to use, but yeah, that's why women choose to date these guys that are so much younger.
Well, that is interesting.
Open-mindedness. Now, asking the guys, hey, what's the benefit of dating a woman who's 10 or more years older than you? Top three answers: emotionally mature, financial freedom, mm-hmm. and success at work. So two of those are actually about money.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a big factor.
Yeah, my gosh. Yeah, so I don't know. I've never been in a relationship where one person is 10 or more years older than the other. So I don't have that.
And there's some drawbacks, too.
I don't have that experience.
They said, you know, you've got nothing in common if you are dating someone who's much older or younger. Your friends have nothing in common. And people will probably pass some judgment.
Yeah, that would be weird for the other person.
Yeah.
Where you're trying to introduce them to your friends. You know, whether you're the older one or the younger one, mm-hmm. that other person's going to feel either A, left out, or B, like they have to try and fit in.
Exactly.
And that's going to be awkward.
That's always going to be a struggle. And I think that's something that, you know, most people ideally would like their significant other to get along with their friends and everybody else in their life. But if you're dating someone that you're kind of struggling to have a lot in common with because you're in different seasons of life, it's going to be difficult for your friends and family, too.
I feel like I always remember a scene from The Office whenever we talk about things, because that show has been off the air for almost longer than it was ever on the air. But there was when Michael Scott, played by
Steve Carell,
he started dating his receptionist Pam's mom.
Oh.
And then went to a birthday party where it was a kind of a double date. He and his receptionist mom, Pam, or the mom, went out on a date with Pam and Jim. You know, they were dating there in the office. And then he found out how old she actually was. And then he decided he needed to break up with her right then. And just talking about us being in different stages of our life. You know, I want to do a triathlon. You're not going to be able to do that. I want kids and you're not going to be able to do that. And all that. Yeah. So anyways.
Oh, wow.
All right. Every hour, Kelly Kay.
These two sisters found each other after 45 years. They share the same father. Mm-hmm. They're the same age.
Okay.
They've lived in the same city for over 30 years.
Wait, oh, so are they twins or are they...
They had different mothers separated through circumstances.
Different mothers, so yeah, not twins.
Right, thanks to a DNA test. But they look like they could have been, because maybe they were born around the same time.
Okay.
Thanks to a DNA test, though, they found each other. Michelle was the one who went to foster care and was later adopted. Her sister, Trish, stayed with their father and Trish's birth mother.
Mm-hmm.
3 years ago, Michelle decided it was time to figure out where she came from, signed up for Ancestry.com, got a message from a woman named Trish wanting to meet for coffee, and they were amazed at how they were living such similar lives.
Mm.
Their sons were the same age. Walked the same school hallways.
Oh, my gosh.
Graduated on the same day from the same school. Each sister was there at the graduation, got videos from different angles.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They both had a background in real estate. Trish had kind of dipped her toe in it, but didn't really finish yet. Uh-huh. Michelle had been selling for 25 years in the Las Vegas area.
Oh, wow.
So once they found each other, Michelle encouraged Trish to get her certification, and they launched Sisters Selling Vegas together, which is really, really cute. And they both grew up with just brothers, so their new relationship as sisters is all the more special.
Oh, that's cool.
It's really awesome. So you can see their entire story. Dive in at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter.
Dance coming up in your Setting the Bar story. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, Setting the Bar. These are examples of what not to do. Or as Kelly likes to say, situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Exactly. Sometimes you're just, you know, wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah, and I think that's the case with this one. So if you can manage to make it through the day without finding a live grenade on the beach, then you're doing okay.
Oh, we didn't touch it, right? That's no touchy. No touchy.
Yeah, an 11-year-old from Britain found this on a beach. His name is Cole, and he explains a little bit.
I just knew what it looked like because I play games with guns and everything like that, so I just kind of knew what it looked like. I knew it was a weapon, knew it was dangerous. I didn't know it actually worked, though.
But I'm just thankful that they found it rather than smaller children.
Yeah, so
yes.
Cole, 11 years old, he obviously told the right people, and the army was able to deal with it safely, and nobody was actually hurt.
Oh, my goodness. Like, hey, what does this pin do? Glad he didn't... say that.
Yeah, and, you know, throw it on a boat, and then...
Oh, my... It's sinking!
Oh, yeah.
No. Y'all see it?
Yeah.
Oh. Y'all see it?
Thank you, Cardi B.
Yeah, Cardi B would probably be...
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They can't do nothing about it. There ain't no big boat that could save it. It's gone.
Yeah, see?
It's gone.
It's gone.
No, so, this is good. Yeah. It did not explode. And it's everything's fine.
Yep.
It's in safe hands now. Wow.
Yeah, crazy. From World War One.
That's just unbelievable.
Like, it makes me think, was that just there covered up in mountains of sand, you know, and then slowly eroded, you know, the sand eroded into the ocean for, you know, the past.
Had to be the case, yeah.
50 years or, no, gosh, 70 years.
Wow. Wait,
no, World War One. I'm thinking World War Two. Yeah, World War One is like the man, that's like 100 years.
When was
it? It's like 100 years. It's like 100 years.
1914 to 1918.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. It's like 100 years.
Wait a second. Let me get and do the math of 2022 minus 1914.
Okay, so anyways, that's setting the bar. Managed to make it through the day without finding a live grenade from World War One on the beach you're at, then you're doing okay.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
That is nuts.
We'll be back in 5 minutes with Kelly's answer.
108 years.
DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. So if you missed anything from the show, catch up on the podcast. We got them up there for you. Everything from boob sweat and the weird things that you've been able to sell.
Boob sweat for sale.
Yep, you heard
just
that, right?
Just know there's an opportunity.
Yep, there is an opportunity. And we got an update also from Angela, who had herself in a new relationship, found out the guy was married, but he's like, it's all right. It's an open relationship.
Uh-huh. And I think she is starting to realize maybe, since there have been numerous failed attempts to actually meet the wife, that maybe he's not being forthcoming.
Yeah. So we've got her update earlier this morning here on the show. We also had another round of Little Kid or Drunk Adult, which, by the way, is fantastic. And we love that everybody is enjoying playing the game. We also need people to participate in it.
Yes, we don't have a bit. If you're not sharing your stories, you are the superstar. Yes, you're not the one like playing for the prizes, but you are, quote, the real star of the bit.
Yes. So all you have to do is easy. Just take your phone out and record a little voice note and send it to us, benandkellyshow@gmail.com, of you telling us the awkward thing that happened and then whether it happened because you were a little kid or a drunk adult.
Yeah, you've heard it played, so you kind of know the format. You give us a headline, and then you tell us I was a little kid or I was a drunk adult, and then finish the story.
Yeah, because the well's running dry, my friends.
Yes.
So get those into us so we can feature you in the shining spotlight.
Pretty soon we're going to have stories from Robert Hossenpepper. And I'm going to start to think something's up. Something's up.
Hi, this is Robert.
The name is Robert.
Yeah, Robert. Oh, well, I did this funny thing. Yeah.
You'll know something's up if you start hearing a lot of stories from a guy named Robert or William.
Right. Right.
Or was it Anthony? How many other Hossa members have we met on the show?
However many we need.
We can go through the family.
Yeah, you know we'll be scraping the bottom of the barrel. So yeah, if you could, please help participate in the show. Because really, we do this show for you. And so we want you to be the star. So
There you go.
Yep, benandkellyshow@gmail.com. All right, what else, Kelly?
We've got Wet Nose today. Is it Wet Nose Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
They'll be checking the socials at 99.7DJX on the Facebooks for an adoptable animal that we are trying to find a forever home from the Kentucky Humane Society. If you're looking for a new furry family member, this might be your match.
There you go. That's right around noon here on DJX. Otherwise, have a good one. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Bye.